I was watching, keeping my eye on the discus player and walking towards her. I was not looking at the javelin pit. I just heard one of the officials saying, "Look out, look out." And I started to sort of turn towards the javelin pit, and the javelin went right through my leg. You know, it was really not terribly painful. I was very, very lucky. It happened really instantaneously. You know, skin is elastic, so it was sort of a self-sealing wound. I was wearing, you know, full-length pants, so I could not actually see it in my skin when it hit. You know, there was a moment where I just, you know, well, crud, that's definitely in me. And initially it's just a tightness because the skin is stretched around it. I wasn't really sure what to do. The official just was saying, "You need to lay down right now." And that seemed reasonable to me, so I did. They got a hacksaw and cut most of the length of the javelin away. They didn't want to remove it because, you know, even if you don't hit a blood vessel initially, if you try to remove something that, like that, you can nick it and make the situation worse than it was. And also, it's not, obviously not a sterile environment. So they, you know, took me in an ambulance with about 2 feet worth of javelin in me. What they did is, rather than pull it through, they simply took a scalpel after applying local anesthetic, and they sliced the skin open over the javelin. So they just cut it open, and so they could just lift it out. The best part is, you know, that after they took me off the field, they actually measured the throw. That throw in itself was good enough for him to take state. And then his second throw was a little shorter because he was a little shooken up, I think. But his third throw was even further than the first, and so he had a very successful day.